This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. The title of this article is Evaluating Teachers' Learning, Perceptions, and Cultural Differences Following Professional Development for Early Literacy Software.
Évaluation de l'apprentissage, des perceptions et des différences culturelles des enseignants à la suite du développement professionnel pour les logiciels d'alphabétisation précoce.
The authors of this article are Constanza Uri Banda, Eileen Wood, and Alexandra Gattardo of Wilfrid Laurier University, Anne Wade of Concordia University, and Rosa Minza, and Maina Wajiako of Aga Khan Academies. Abstract. The present study examined the impact of professional development training on Canadian and Kenyan teachers' confidence, comfort, and perceptions of their abilities to teach early literacy skills in the primary or elementary grades. Data were collected prior to and following training on how to integrate early literacy software as part of ongoing in-class instruction. Domain and technology constructs consistent with MISRA and Kohler's technology integration model were assessed, as were perceptions related to delivery pacing. Overall, outcomes reflected more similarities than differences across the two groups of teachers. Limitations in foundational knowledge regarding concepts specific to early literacy were evident in both groups, despite higher levels of perceived confidence in Kenyan teachers compared to Canadian teachers in some content areas. Perceived comfort using technology and teaching with technology were highly correlated, with no differences observed across teacher groups. Pacing was perceived to be faster for Kenyan teachers compared to Canadian teachers. Implications for professional development in this domain are discussed. Keywords: educational technologies, literacy, professional development, primary and elementary teachers, cross-cultural comparison.
Résumé. La présente étude a examiné l'impact de la formation en développement professionnel sur la confiance, l'aisance et les perceptions des enseignants canadiens et kenyans quant à leur capacité d'enseigner les compétences de littératie précoce dans des classes au primaire. Les données ont été recueillies avant et après la formation sur la façon d'intégrer les logiciels d'alphabétisation précoce dans le cadre de l'enseignement en classe. Les construits de domaines et de technologies conformes au modèle d'intégration technologique de MISRA et Kohler ont été évalués, ainsi que les perceptions liées au rythme d'enseignement. Dans l'ensemble, les résultats reflètent plus de similitudes que de différences entre les deux groupes d'enseignants. Les limites des connaissances fondamentales concernant les concepts spécifiques à l'alphabétisation précoce étaient évidentes dans les deux groupes, malgré des niveaux de confiance perçus plus élevés chez les enseignants kenyans que chez les enseignants canadiens dans certains domaines. L'aisance perçue dans l'utilisation de la technologie et l'enseignement avec la technologie était fortement corrélée, et aucune différence n'a été observée entre les groupes d'enseignants. Le rythme est perçu comme étant plus rapide chez les enseignants kenyans que chez les enseignants canadiens. Les implications pour le développement professionnel dans ce domaine sont discutées. Mots-clés: technologie éducative, alphabétisation, développement professionnel, enseignants au primaire, comparaison interculturelle.
Introduction. Literacy is a foundational skill linked to social and economic success and personal well-being. However, millions of children worldwide are at risk for failing to acquire the level of literacy needed to experience these benefits. As a result, researchers, educators, and governments around the world are devoting attention to identifying and implementing instructional practices needed to promote literacy skill acquisition in young learners. In Kenya, for example, government initiatives such as the Digital Literacy Program introduced in 2013 and the competency-based curriculum were initiated to enhance early literacy instruction. Student success, however, is highly dependent on the quality of teacher instruction provided. In order to provide the highest quality of instruction, teachers must take into account theoretical, pedagogical, methodological, and philosophical changes in instructional design, changes in subject content, advancements in and integration of technology, and student learning needs. Meeting these demands can be challenging, especially in contexts where teacher training and available resources are more limited. For example, Recent research investigating literacy instruction in Kenya and other areas in sub-Saharan Africa identifies challenges in teacher training, subject knowledge, and instructional practices as concerns in attaining effective evidence-based literacy instruction. In-service professional development opportunities provide a venue for teachers to enhance their professional practice. The present study examined the impact of PD on teachers' confidence, comfort, and their perceptions of their abilities to teach early literacy skills prior to and following training regarding how to integrate early literacy software as part of ongoing in-class instruction. The PD workshops introduced web-based software and corresponding instructional practices to teachers in two instructionally and culturally diverse contexts, Canada and Kenya. This comparison allowed for greater understanding of teacher experiences and generalizability for this kind of PD. Instructional pedagogy. Teachers play a pivotal role in providing the foundational skills that allow children in the early primary and elementary grades to learn to read. Even when teachers have limited specialized training in early reading instruction, they can draw upon external resources, such as well-designed software, to enhance their in-class instruction and, in particular, support early language and literacy skill development. Effective literacy instruction. The National Reading Panel identified 5 skills that children must master to be able to read proficiently. These include phonemic awareness, phonics, fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension of text. More recently, the National Early Literacy Panel identified 6 variables related to early literacy development: alphabet knowledge, phonological awareness, rapid naming of symbols and objects, writing, and phonological memory. Both panels discussed the importance of targeting alphabetic knowledge and phonological awareness, as well as variables related to reading fluency, vocabulary, and reading comprehension. Although both panels were based in the United States, their findings have been adopted by researchers and educators in other English-speaking countries. Overall, early literacy acquisition begins with the development of pre-literacy skills, with phonological awareness being a key skill, which leads to the development of word reading skills, and culminates with text comprehension. Additionally, concepts of print and grapheme-phoneme relationships are essential components of early literacy development. Technology as a support for literacy instruction. Abracadabra is a freely available web-based literacy tool that was developed by a multidisciplinary team of educational researchers, policymakers, school administrators, language arts consultants, and teachers from countries around the world. Educational software as an instructional tool must be attractive, compelling, and most importantly, grounded in theory and effective instructional practice. A multitude of studies have demonstrated Abra's effectiveness in improving and developing early literacy skills in children across varying grades from kindergarten to grade 2. This research included learners acquiring English as a second language, and learners with exceptionalities. Abra comprises 33 interactive literacy activities, which are separated into 4 modules: reading comprehension, writing, fluency, and alphabetics. Given the strong design and evidence-based outcomes associated with Abra, in the present study, teachers were provided hands-on professional development training workshops to introduce them to Abra's program components, structure, and navigation, as well as reviewing how the program features map onto fundamental aspects of literacy instruction. The role of teacher professional development. Professional development offers opportunities for teachers to engage in ongoing learning, to connect with peers, and to enhance professional skills. PD influences teacher knowledge, beliefs, attitudes, and pedagogical methods. This positive influence on teacher knowledge and practice can enhance student learning. Recent research has documented the need for instructional interventions for teachers to enhance knowledge and practice for teaching early literacy skills. This need has been identified in both higher and lower income countries. For example, scholars and educators in Africa have identified training limitations and contextual variables that impact Kenyan teachers' abilities to demonstrate best practices regarding early literacy instruction. Similar concerns regarding early literacy instruction and training have been identified in high-income countries. For example, recent evaluations in Canada and the United States have identified instructional and performance concerns resulting in poor literacy attainment for children. Various factors shape teachers' pedagogical knowledge, including personal preferences, educational domain knowledge, and skills with instructional tools. Teachers develop personal preferences through their own ongoing education and professional development, as well as through their hands-on teaching experience. Teachers' comfort and skills with instructional tools determine how quickly and thoroughly they can adopt these tools and how successfully they are able to implement the tools in their classrooms. The effectiveness of technologies and relevant software is dependent on the educator's level of adoption and integration of technology. Therefore, the benefits of educational technology lie not only with the efficacy of the tool but also with teachers' ability to successfully implement the tool. Ms. Ra and Kahler introduced the technological pedagogical content knowledge framework as a means for identifying the factors that influence effective integration of technology as a teaching tool. Three core components and the intersections among these three components identify the key elements that need to be addressed in order to predict effective classroom integration. Research indicates that even when teachers express confidence in each of the basic components of the TPACK framework, they may still struggle in applying this knowledge when designing lessons. Thus, PD designed to enhance effective integration must allow teachers opportunities to acquire pedagogical, domain and technological skills as well as learning how to extend the use of technology to their own classroom context. The PD workshops associated with ABRA introduce teachers to the software through direct hands-on use of the software, accompanied by an explanation of the pedagogical constructs underpinning the program design. Training also reviews fundamentals in early literacy development, which can further develop teachers' early literacy teaching knowledge. The workshops provide opportunities for teachers to explore how to integrate the technology within their ongoing instruction, as well as develop extension exercises for their classrooms and provide bridges to local or national curriculum. Finally, the workshops encourage teachers to work collaboratively with their peers, to actively explore the software, and to develop authentic and relevant materials such as lesson plans. These features of the ABRA workshops are consistent with models of effective teacher professional training. Extant research regarding the efficacy of workshop models in general is mixed. However, a recent systematic review and meta-analysis of literacy workshops suggests that positive outcomes are likely for high-quality workshops. Together, these findings identify the importance of developing high-quality PD training and supportive instructional tools to enhance teacher learning and teacher practice. To date, ABRA and the associated PD training have been provided for teachers in Canada, Australia, Hong Kong, China, the United Kingdom, and Kenya. In each of these cases, training has been associated with student learning gains. The present study extends existing research by directly comparing perceptions and knowledge between teachers of diverse teaching backgrounds. Present study. An important research question in the present study involved exploring the cross-cultural relevance of PD programs designed to enhance integration of an empirically and theoretically strong software program as part of ongoing in-class instruction. The study examined potential differences in domain knowledge, technology skills, and confidence in teaching literacy and with a technology-based tool. Specifically, the study contrasts public school teachers in Kenya and Canada who attended a PD workshop introducing the early literacy program, ABRA, as a teaching and learning tool. Overall, these research questions contribute to our understanding of teachers' experiences with the ABRA PD training workshop. The study also explored areas for improving the training through assessing teachers' needs. Method. Participants. Two groups of Canadian teachers and one group of Kenyan teachers were invited to PD workshops on early literacy instruction using technology, delivered through their local school board. Workshops were provided in English. Canada has two official languages, English and French. Kenya has two official languages, Kiswahili and English. All participants were fluent in English. Canadian sample. The 21 Canadian teachers were recruited from two large cities, Vancouver and Toronto. Years of teaching experience ranged from 1 to 30 years. All participants had completed a university or college program, with 15 participants having completed postgraduate studies or having obtained a graduate degree, and all had completed a teacher education degree. The majority of current teaching assignments for participants in the Canadian sample ranged from grades 1-4 with 3 teaching at the grade 6-7 level, and 1 teaching high school. 4 participants did not answer this question and 1 was not currently teaching. Kenyan sample. In total, 34 Kenyan teachers were recruited from one larger city, Mombasa. Years of teaching experience ranged from 2 to 34 years. All participants had completed high school and 57% had completed university or college or graduate studies. All of the participants had completed a teacher education degree. Only 17 teachers provided responses regarding current teaching assignments, including 5 participants teaching grade 1 classes, 4 participants teaching grade 2, 7 participants teaching grade 3, and 1 participant teaching multiple grades. All Kenyan teachers and all but 2 Canadian teachers had attended a PD workshop on the topic of literacy in the last 3 years. Teachers reported having dedicated over 40 hours to professional development about literacy learning in the last year. This mean was greatly influenced by one participant who was a reading recovery teacher and who identified as having a total of 450 hours of PD. When this teacher was removed as an outlier, the mean number of hours was 17.39 and the range was 050 hours. This study was reviewed and approved by the Ethics Review Board at Wilfrid Laurier University, and all participants were treated in accordance with APA CPA ethical guidelines. Materials. All participants completed 2 surveys, one before and one after attending the ABRA training workshop. Pre-workshop survey. The pre-workshop survey comprised 34 items assessing demographic information, literacy knowledge, and technology knowledge and skills. Knowledge of literacy. Participants' knowledge of early literacy constructs was measured using a 16-item scale adapted from a 54-item scale developed by Binks Cantrell and colleagues. Items assessed participants' ability to define phonemes and phonological awareness and to identify the number of speech sounds in a series of words. Reliability was high. Comfort using technology. Participants completed an 8-item scale that assessed their perceptions toward using technology in general, with each item using a 5-point scale. Items framed as conveying a negative view of technology were reverse-coded. High scores indicated greater comfort using technology. A total score was calculated by adding all 8 items. Comfort teaching with technology. Participants completed a 5-item scale to report their perceptions toward teaching with technology in the classroom. All items used a 5-point scale. One negatively phrased item was reverse-coded. High scores indicated greater comfort teaching with technology. Confidence teaching early literacy skills. Teachers were asked to rate how confident they would be teaching each of 4 aspects of early reading using a 5-point scale. Low scores reflected greater confidence. Post-workshop survey. In order to allow for comparisons before and after the workshop, the post-workshop survey included the confidence teaching early literacy skills questions from the pre-test. In addition, comfort teaching each of the 4 aspects of early reading was assessed using a 5-point scale, with low scores indicating greater comfort. Kenyan teachers were asked to rate their confidence teaching the English language using the same 5-point scale, with lower scores reflecting higher confidence. The post-test survey also assessed perceptions toward the workshop as well as confidence using ABRA as a teaching tool. ABRA PD workshop. In each location, the hands-on workshop was presented by a certified ABRA trainer with assistance from trained facilitators and included a PowerPoint presentation explaining the 4 foundational ABRA activities: reading comprehension, writing, fluency, alphabetics. Participants were provided with worksheets as guides and training activities to engage participants and allow them to self-assess their ABRA knowledge. The trainer provided detailed descriptions of each activity and demonstrated how users could access and navigate these activities, prior to asking participants to engage with the software on their own. The trainer then showed the participants the teacher landing page and how they could view individual student profiles and their grades. Throughout the training workshop, participants were encouraged to actively participate and ask questions regarding ABRA or integration. Queries were answered by the trainer or the workshop facilitators. Training in Canada was conducted by Canadian trainers, while training in Kenya was conducted by Kenyan trainers. Procedure. Workshops followed the same procedural format. However, Canadian sessions occurred on one day while the Kenyan sessions occurred over 3 afternoons. The Canadian sessions focused primarily on the software while the Kenyan sessions included additional integrative information on how the software would relate to new competency-based curriculum guidelines instituted by the Kenyan government. Session length varied from approximately 3.5 to 7 hours. All workshops were in-person and interactive. 2 to 4 facilitators were present throughout all of the workshops to provide troubleshooting support and to distribute and collect surveys. Results. Knowledge of literacy. Teachers' mean scores on the aggregated 16-item assessment reflected scores just above the midpoint of the measure. Canadian teachers and Kenyan teachers. Scores ranged from 2 to 14 among Canadian teachers and 4 to 13 among Kenyan teachers. Mean scores did not differ between the groups of teachers. Equals 0.295. P equals NS. G Given that this measure reflected teachers' ability to count phonemes and to define constructs associated with literacy, analyses were conducted to compare teacher groups on these two subscales. There were no differences between the Kenyan and Canadian teachers for phoneme counting equals 0.015, p equals ns, or defining constructs t equals minus 0.039, p equals ns. Table 1. Means and standard deviations for literacy knowledge scores and phoneme definition and phoneme counting. Correlations conducted to examine potential relationships between teachers' total literacy knowledge and their pre-workshop and post-workshop confidence in teaching literacy were not significant. Total literacy knowledge scores did not differ between those teachers who had previously attended PD and those who had not previously attended PD. T equals 0.266. P equals NS. Confidence teaching literacy teachers were asked to indicate how confident they felt about their ability to teach each of the four aspects of early reading before and after participating in the workshop. Kenyan teachers were additionally asked to assess confidence in their ability to teach English to non-native speakers. Overall, mean scores for each of the areas of early reading prior to and after the workshop reflected low scores on the 5-point scale, indicating higher levels of confidence. A 2x2 mixed model ANOVA was conducted for reading comprehension, writing, and word-level reading. The main effect for time was not significant, although the main effect for country was significant. F equals 3.23, p.05, p equals 0.297. This main effect was qualified by a significant interaction. F equals 3.68, p.05, p equals 0.324. Examination of the interaction indicated no differences in reported confidence between the Kenyan and Canadian teachers for teaching reading comprehension prior to the workshop. T equals 1.20, p equals ns. However, following the workshop, Kenyan teachers reported greater confidence than their Canadian peers. T equals 2.22. P.05. In addition, prior to the workshop, Kenyan teachers reported greater confidence than their Canadian peers for teaching writing equals 2.27, p.05, and this pattern was also evident after the workshop equals 2.83, p.01. Finally, Kenyan teachers reported greater confidence than their Canadian peers for teaching word-level reading prior to the workshop equals 3.28, p.01. After the workshop, there were no significant differences in reported confidence for the Kenyan and Canadian teachers. T equals 1.34, P equals NS. For alphabetics, Canadian teachers scored below the midpoint of the scale, indicating some confidence in teaching in this domain. After the workshop, confidence was higher for the Kenyan than Canadian teachers for reading comprehension equals 2.12, P equals 0.031, writing equals 2.72. P equals 007, and alphabetics equals 3.34, P equals 0.002. However, there were no differences between the teacher groups for word-level reading. T equals 1.34, P equals NS. In addition to confidence in teaching literacy, Kenyan teachers were asked to identify their confidence in teaching English. Kenyan teachers indicated relatively high confidence teaching the English language. In addition, teachers who attended literacy-based PD in the past did not differ from those who reported no previous PD in their confidence teaching English. Equals 0.26. P equals NS. Table 2. Means and standard deviations for teachers' ratings for confidence regarding teaching in early reading areas prior and post-PD. Comfort teaching literacy. Comfort teaching literacy was assessed at post-test through one question for each of the four literacy areas: reading comprehension, writing, word-level reading, and alphabetics. Lower scores indicated higher comfort levels. For each of the four literacy areas, comfort scores were close to ceiling and did not differ between the two groups. In addition, there were no significant differences among any of the four areas for either the Kenyan or Canadian teachers' ratings. Largest T equals 1.55, P equals NS for reading comprehension. Table 3. Means and standard deviations for comfort scores teaching literacy. Comfort with technology. Ratings of comfort with technology in general were high, with no significant differences between scores of the Kenyan and Canadian teachers. T equals minus 0.139, P equals NS. Teaching with technology. Both the Kenyan teachers and the Canadian teachers indicated relatively high comfort teaching with technology, with no significant differences between the groups. T equals minus 1.16, P equals NS. A strong positive correlation was found between teachers' ratings of comfort using technology and teaching with technology. Confidence in helping students navigate ABRA. After the workshop, teachers were asked how confident they felt in being able to help their students navigate ABRA on their own. Both Kenyan and Canadian teachers indicated very high levels of confidence with no significant differences between the Kenyan and Canadian teachers. T equals 0.83, P equals NS. Memory for content taught in the PD workshops regarding ABRA. After the workshop, participants were asked to identify whether they recalled being taught about the four literacy sections in ABRA. Participants' dichotomous ratings were examined. All of the Canadian teachers recalled viewing each of the literacy sections in ABRA. All Kenyan teachers recalled learning about reading comprehension and alphabetics. However, one Kenyan teacher did not recall seeing information on reading fluency or writing. Pacing of the ABRA training workshop. Teachers were asked to rate the pace of instruction in the workshop. Kenyan teachers found the pace as slightly fast compared to their Canadian peers who rated the workshop pace as just right. T equals 4.81, P.001. Discussion. The overarching goal of the present study was to examine teachers' knowledge and perceptions of confidence and comfort teaching English using ABRA as a function of participating in a PD workshop in two different cultural contexts. Consistent with the TPACK model, assessment of domain knowledge regarding constructs related to early literacy, as well as confidence in technological knowledge, proved to be important considerations when assessing the pedagogical training that occurred during the workshops. The cross-cultural comparison in the present study indicated more similarities than differences in outcomes across the two groups of teachers, which provided insights regarding the generalizability of this professional workshop. Both groups showed similar weaknesses in knowledge about linguistic constructs, which were skills addressed in the workshop. Domain knowledge and skills regarding technologies are critical components of the TPACK model and a key to integration of technology as a teaching tool. Although both groups of teachers in the present study self-assessed as having relatively high confidence in teaching literacy, their actual scores on the measures of knowledge of literacy constructs were quite low. Specifically, the average scores for both Canadian and Kenyan teachers were similar and below 60%. Previous research has identified overestimation as a concern in the early literacy domain. When teachers are asked to self-assess their knowledge of literacy constructs, they tend to overestimate how much they truly know. Subsequent research demonstrating this gap emphasizes that many teachers do not have a sufficient knowledge of the underlying linguistic concepts needed to effectively teach early literacy. The gap is also interesting in terms of perceptions of what is considered challenging or easy to teach or learn. Although in other domains, such as mathematics and science, it is not uncommon for teachers to indicate limited knowledge and confidence in mathematics and science and request supports to facilitate their teaching. When it comes to literacy and reading, it appears that teachers are either less likely to be aware of their lack of knowledge about underlying constructs or are less likely to report it. This may pose particular challenges in the domain of early literacy instruction. Lack of knowledge regarding fundamental constructs may limit teaching practices, while lack of awareness of this knowledge gap may limit educators from seeking support and PD. Outcomes from existing research and those in the present study suggest that in addition to the hands-on how-to aspects of PD regarding integration of early literacy software, there may need to be a deeper focus on the underlying theory to promote better pedagogy and instruction. Technology awareness and skills is another critical aspect that predicts successful integration within the classroom in the present study. Teachers from both sites rated themselves well above the midpoint of the scale for comfort with technology and for comfort teaching with technology. This is an important outcome as teachers with more positive attitudes generally are more likely to use technology in their classrooms. Although on average teachers in our samples indicated familiarity and comfort using technologies, scores did vary with some participants indicating quite low self-ratings. This variability suggests that some teachers may have needed greater, perhaps individualized, support to maximize their learning. Alternatively, provision of workshops may need to include a primer session for some teachers and more extensive instruction when first introducing each construct. Instituting a longitudinal or repeated experience opportunity either in person or virtually may be necessary to better support subsequent implementation in the classroom. Research has demonstrated that teachers not only depend on the quality of PD workshop instruction, but they also often require additional support both during and following the workshop. Previous attendance at PD workshops regarding literacy did not have an impact on confidence in teaching literacy. Research suggests teachers who undergo high-quality PD regarding literacy are more likely to effectively understand literacy concepts and apply them in their teaching. Our findings may indicate that the ABRA workshop provided sufficient information regarding fundamentals of literacy development that the advantages associated with earlier PD in literacy were no longer evident after training. However, we were unable to assess the quality of prior teacher PD received by the participants in the present study. Assessing content and quality of prior instruction would be an important contribution to future research. An important question in the present study was to determine potential cross-cultural differences. Overall, outcomes generally reflected more similarities than differences between the Canadian and Kenyan teachers. Teachers faced similar challenges in identifying literacy skills and integrating technology with pedagogical practices. This finding suggests that the key elements of the present PD may be generalizable across multiple sites. Consistent with the TPACK model, both the Canadian and Kenyan teachers in the present study experienced some limitations with respect to their domain knowledge in terms of foundational linguistic skills. In addition, both the Canadian and Kenyan teachers expressed high levels of confidence and comfort with technology and in using technology as a teaching tool. However, there were some differences in confidence with respect to teaching in different areas of early literacy. These variations suggest that small modifications, for example, varying the depth of instruction provided across the different literacy skill areas, may be necessary to make the PD more flexible to optimize these workshops across cultures. When teachers were asked to rate the pacing of the present workshops, Canadian participants indicated that the pace was just right, while Kenyan teachers perceived a need for a slower pace. The Canadian workshops were shorter than the Kenyan workshops. Therefore, this may indicate that the content, language of instruction, or familiarity with technology as a teaching tool required more support for the Kenyan teachers. Tailoring the workshop pace and content to match more closely with the needs of teachers could enhance the experience of the PD. For example, although the participants were able to gain hands-on experience with ABRA at intervals throughout the workshop, there may have been insufficient time for participants to fully explore all of the activities on their own. Additionally, the timing of the workshops in Kenya coincided with the rollout of a new curriculum initiative, which required more extensive efforts on the Kenyan teachers' part to understand how to integrate the technology within the new and unfamiliar expectations of the new curriculum requirements. Although opportunities for discussion and concrete examples were provided during these presentations, consistent with the TPACK model, the lack of familiarity in pedagogical expectations may have impeded the perceived pace of learning for the Kenyan teachers. Conclusion: well-designed and well-delivered professional development offers teachers opportunities to enhance their knowledge, skills, and readiness for instruction. Examining how teachers respond to PD is a critical step in designing and optimizing PD to meet teacher needs. In today's society, literacy instruction is critical for children, and integration of technology-based instructional tools is important for both teachers and children. Technology can be used to equalize the opportunities across diverse educational contexts, including across cultures. The present study provided insights regarding teachers' responses to PD that promotes early literacy instruction through technology and demonstrates some areas for further development and consideration when developing PD. Authors: Constanza Uribanda is a doctoral candidate in the Developmental Psychology Program, Wilfrid Laurier University. Her research interests include teacher professional development, pedagogy, teaching literacy, and educational technologies. She also examines cross-cultural comparisons of instructional strategies. Eileen Wood is a professor in developmental psychology, Wilfrid Laurier University. Her primary research interests involve examining how children, youth, and adults acquire, retain, and recall information in educational contexts. This includes examining, evaluating, and developing instructional strategies to facilitate learning in formal and informal learning contexts, including the use of new technologies. Alexandra Gattardo is a professor in developmental psychology, Wilfrid Laurier University. Her background is in educational psychology and speech-language pathology. Her research examines factors related to teaching and learning, how to read in second language learners, focusing on literacy and cognitive linguistic variables and concepts within and across languages. Anne Wade was the manager and information specialist at the Center for the Study of Learning and Performance Education at Concordia University for 30 years. She currently serves as the LTK Plus Global Manager coordinating a variety of international literacy projects, and as a part-time professor in the Department of Education, Concordia University. Rosaminza is an educator working at the Aga Khan Academy in Mombasa, Kenya. She is a professional development coordinator for the technology-based learning programs associated with the Learning Toolkit. She has served as the lead on professional development activities related to the LTK Plus projects. Maina Wajiako is based at the Aga Khan Academy in Mombasa, Kenya. He is a lead facilitator working on education empowerment programs which focus on school leaders, teachers, and school support systems. He works with governing agencies and partner organizations that participate in the LTK Plus research. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial CC by NC 4.0 International License. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.